This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Chuck Prophet has referred to his new album, Temple Beautiful, as a love letter to San Francisco. Prophet has spent 30 years in San Francisco, with detours south to L.A., where he was a member of the band Green on Red and part of the city's psychedelic pop scene of the early 80s. Rock critic Ken Tucker says, you don't have to be a San Francisco native to enjoy Temple Beautiful.
Chuck Prophet's new album, Temple Beautiful, takes its name from a former synagogue that hosted punk rock shows in the late 70s and early 80s. It was next door to the temple overseen by the cult leader Jim Jones. That may sound like a grim or black-humored reference point around which to erect an album, but with Chuck Prophet, grimness and humor, fact and fiction, mingle freely. Before anything else, he's a guitar player with a melodically nasal voice whose phrasing favors the whimsical and the querulous.
Rebecca, she was here. Rebecca, now she's gone. Rebecca got a nasty streak 7 miles long.
Over the course of this album, Prophet takes you on a tour of San Francisco as he's lived and dreamed it, watching Castro Street Halloween parades, the famous local stripper Carol Doda, and the San Francisco Giants era Willie Mays. Prophet says his album is filled with quote-unquote Google-free facts and non-facts to suit the mythology he wants to create about the city he's so fond of.
I hear the church bells ring, Willie Mays is up in bed. Crowd go wild, all it did was touch his hair. Oh, and meanwhile, Carol Doda stood up and said, I won't be ignored. She showed him everything she had, then she showed him all a little more.
One of the ways Prophet achieves tension and release in his songs is by contrasting the content of the lyrics with the tone of the music. Take, for example, White Night, Big City, about the 1978 murder of San Francisco supervisor Harvey Milk and the riots that followed the trial of Milk's killer, Dan White. Prophet frames his version of that narrative with a song that has a jaunty melody, a refrain featuring doo-wop-style harmonies, and an open-hearted compassion. The result is music whose ironies aren't cheap ones.
White night, big city, white night.
ultimately, you can listen to Temple Beautiful for the superficial catchiness of its tunes, Prophet's slash guitar chords, his searching, keening vocals, and have a good time. And if you want to, you can listen more closely to what he's getting at on this album and experience it as one man's alternative history of three decades of West Coast culture and politics. All that, plus a few awfully good songs about having your heart broken.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Chuck Prophet's new album called Temple Beautiful.
When the shots rang out and two men died, you took off your mask just to see me cry.
Coming up, former poet laureate Donald Hall reflects on how his life has changed in his 80s. This is Fresh Air.